When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, guys, it's plated time. Do you love to cook? Are you short on time? Well, go to plated.com/Jillian and you can choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. And the recipes are easy to prepare. They have selections that will fit everyone's tastes. The culinary pros at Plated will lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. So there's no waste with regard to food or finance. Everything is delivered right to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, everything you need on the date that you choose. And there are no worries if you're not home because your plated box will keep everything fresh until midnight on the day that it arrives. Each and every one of these recipes can be prepared in 30 minutes or less. So hurry over to plated.com/Jillian now and you get 2 meals free. All you got to do is go to plated.com/Jillian. You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Now, Jillian Michaels. Oh, are we on?
Oh, yeah.
Manus, first of all, I have to tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
I listened to the last couple of shows. I don't think you're doing your job.
You
need to shut me up. I get so bored. I can't. I just go on these rants, and honestly, 10 minutes in, I want to blow my own brains out.
Well, you know what?
I'm listening to myself talk. It's the worst thing ever.
I have news for you.
Why don't you do something?
I have news for you.
You have one foot job.
Okay, let's bring Bruce Paul into the mix
good
here.
Good God.
How much you've been edited.
Well, good God, Janice. It's not enough. I mean, it's just so boring. Shut me up. Make me stop talking. Please, God.
Well,
I can't. It's horrible.
No, I must admit, the last show we did when you
I just
talked,
on and on.
Yeah, with Dadooey. Dadooey was long. Dadooey was very long.
Janice, do your job. Jesus. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, forgive me, guys. I'm running late today because I was doing press for the show. The Just Jillian show. So, Janice, I'm going to eat away from the microphone. And Janice has some news to share. Is it that you're peeing your pants or are we going to talk about your new show?
We could talk. No, I think the peeing the pants is more of a snappy.
Well, that's a two.
Would be under the umbrella of snappy segment.
Trying to chew away from the mic.
No, and
I'm listening to your rules.
And I appreciate that. I appreciate that you have actually been adhering to the rules, except for the odd little thing. You've been very, very disciplined, which is shocking.
Trying. Moving away to chew again.
Okay.
So what's going on, Manus?
Oh, well, I'm doing an afternoon drive in Vancouver.
Dude, that's huge.
Yeah, on a,
that's a
on
big
a
sta- deal.
Yeah, on a station called Roundhouse Radio. It's a new station.
And you guys, Janice is outgrowing us. You know how people in relationships start to lose weight, and then the one person that isn't losing weight feels threatened? Hold on, I have to chew. And then it's like they're worried they're going to outgrow them and leave them. I feel like I need to sabotage
no.
you.
No.
I need to sabotage your success.
We got a prank. We got a prank call the show every day.
We need to make sure this doesn't work out for her. Otherwise, she could leave us.
Such a jackass.
What do we do? But and she's got the camp on Sunday. This is no good.
You know what's interesting, though?
Oh, God.
I must admit, and I had to talk to my shrink about this.
Ooh.
I had a taste of actually getting, I got overwhelmed. Like, I went, Like, I got, you know what? You know why?
It's a lot.
No, but
it's,
you know,
a lot
why?
Quick, too. But moving away to chew.
That's what happened. You see, okay, so I was a caretaker of my caregiver of my folks for what, 6 years?
Yeah.
And my dad passed. My dad passed in November. So,
yeah.
And when he passed, and then literally a month later, you and I started chatting.
The whole world opened up again.
Right, because I had to take that time.
Which is a sad thing to say, but.
So you said, come on back. We go, you know, let's get on the podcast. And so it was like that. And then I had the LGBTQ show camp, and that was going.
Are you gay? Oh my God, guys, Chance is gay. Oh crap!
Why should
we gotta get her out of here?
Yeah, get her out of here.
Is the afternoon drive show LBQGT?
No, but because there's
Q?
Too
many letters, guys. Too many letters.
Well,
it's ridiculous with the letters.
Because
stop. The letters, I can't. Can we just please call bullshit on the letters? There's
I've,
too many.
I've
letters.
Been calling bullshit on the letters.
Gay is gay.
You can't just say gay is gay.
Transgender's a little bit different, but other than that, you think? Well, I don't like to, whatever with the letters. Go on. Is the drive show gay?
The drive
Who's
show.
Who's buzzing,
I
by the way?
Know.
You're all
Jake.
Fired.
Oh
okay, sorry.
Is this a show? Are we here? Have I been transported to some kind of universe?
We're on.
But I'm eating away from the mic. Okay, so what's the drive show?
It's a regular afternoon drive show, like regular what you would listen to. But, however, two gay people are doing this show, so there will be a gay element. Yes, two gay people are doing this show.
God, more gay.
More gay. Could we have more gay, please? But, however, so what happened was I had to talk to Jackie Meistring. I had to say, you know what? I'm feeling like, what if I can't do it? And she says, why don't you go ahead and sabotage things before they even get going? But I started
in true Janice fashion.
In true Janet, but I looked it up and I went, and then I started thinking about you.
Oh.
And I went to you and I went, look how much that woman does. Like if I can't,
you got to fail a lot though, Mama. You have to fail a lot.
Well, it's just your place.
Geez, you fail a lot.
No, but for you
as in if you want to be successful, you got to fail a lot. And be okay failing.
However, you're here. You're eating a sandwich. You're here. You're doing a show. Like, you're healthy. You're fine. But you do. You have a lot in your plate. And you kind of go, I think why I'm overwhelmed is because it happened very quickly. You're right.
It sure did. Overnight.
And
0 to 100.
But, however, people do it. And then I started thinking, why do people get this sense of feeling overwhelmed? Like, I can't do it, you know? And then you go, you figure out, why am I? And is it just that you're kind of busy, or do you really feel that way? Are you really overwhelmed, or do you think you're overwhelmed? Does that make sense?
I'm overwhelmed.
Are you?
No. I mean, really, like, I was talking to my shrink, and I was like, I'm so tired. I think I need to go to the doctor. I'm worried. Like, I'm so physically exhausted. Like, literally, Nicole, at first I thought, okay, I have jet lag for the first time in my whole life from Vietnam. Then I was like, okay, this vegan thing is not working out for me, which it never has. Fifth time in a row, right? I'm like, I'm anemic and my vitamin B is low.
Well, but that's for you.
And it does, you know, it's a combination of things. Nicole would like, I'm like, I got to lay down. In the middle of the day, I'd be like, I got to lay down. And then I was talking to my shrink. I'm like, good God, man, I've never in my life been so physically tired. I'm physically exhausted. Like at 3 o'clock, I'm like, I can't wait to go to bed. I'm so tired. And I'm not depressed. I mean, my head hits the pillow and I am gone.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. Sleeping for 9 hours sometimes. Like I go to bed at 8 sometimes. I'm so tired. As soon as I put the kids to bed, eat and crash. And he was like, you have so much going on. And there's so many politics and so much to manage emotionally and mentally and trying not to blow up here and trying to handle this diplomatically and trying to manage that it's overwhelming. It is. It's exhausting. It's
so
a lot.
So what happens if there
it's
isn't
lot,
enough
dude.
Time? But what happens if there isn't enough? Because what's happening is...
And then balls drop and then you got to reevaluate your plate. And that's the truth.
Do you then feel, and for you right now, balls have dropped?
Oh, hell yeah. But it's like, here's the other problem with the way the world works today. The world has changed so much that there's no surefire way to success anymore. For example, you know, we've talked about this before. Oprah's a phenomenon. We all know that. But when Oprah became Oprah, there were four channels. Four channels. Now there's 1,000.
Right.
And DVR. And on demand. And the internet. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And gaming and all of this stuff. And so you know, unfortunately, to be successful, and the whole world's changed. All business has changed in those kinds of ways, not just entertainment. So what you have to do is fire 100 bullets at the target and then go, oh, okay, you know, three hit. Aha! All right, let's chase down these three.
Right.
And so, you know, to a certain extent, that's part of it. In this past year, we fired all these bullets at the target, and we were like, all right, you know, what hit, what didn't hit? And sometimes I'm like, oh, thank God, that one, like, geez, okay. You know, and they sort of hopefully start to lay down some roots, right? And then you're like, all right, let's...
land on fertile soil.
Right, yeah. Exactly that. And I think that's where, you know, but you're definitely going through something, Jay, where it's like you're going to look at if you can pull it off. And I think you can, right? Because we try to go, all right, you know, we'll pull you out for a day when you're available and we'll do four shows for our show. And, you know, then it's like with camp, you know, it's once a week. And it's going to be a lot and you'll see. And you know how you'll know? Because one of them will suffer. And you'll go, and in the podcast without you was suffering. I had too many things going on. The podcast sucked. And I didn't like doing it without you. But I would listen to it. I was like, this sucks. It just sucks. I'm too busy. I'm exhausted. I sound exhausted. The segments suck. I'm editing them terribly. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't. A, I don't want to do it without Manus because it's no good. But B, I'm spread too thin to do it alone. And that's when I looked at it and I was like, I need Manus. I can't do this without her. And I was like, and if I don't get her, this ball has to drop permanently. And then, you know, you were like, I'll come back. And here we are. But it's you'll know, you know, you'll see like if something isn't working and then you'll go, okay, what is working and what isn't working? And if you can juggle all those balls, then bravo. And I think you can. But if one suffers, you're going to know. And then you pour all your energy into the thing that's really taking root.
Well, I guess, see, because I've always marveled at people who are busy. And you've been one of the people who are just, no, but you got. You got so much going on, and I talked about that to my shrink, and she just said, you know what, I work 12 hours a day every day, and on Friday nights, you know what, I'm tired, and I just go to bed early.
Yeah.
And I went, that's your solution? that's your solution? You know, like, so do you, but I don't see you able to do that, especially now, because it's crazy.
Here's how I work. When I'm in, I'm in. It's like, you know... Forgive me for this politically incorrect joke. Chewing, hang on. But there's a drug called ketamine, right? And if you've ever been 17 years old, you know about it. And it's like an animal tranquilizer or something. And they have this joke about going into a K-hole. To be honest with you, I've actually never done ketamine. I don't like things that are down. But it's described as like you just go into this kind of like black hole. Sort of, you just, you know, the whole world closes in on you and you're like in this hole, so to speak. And when I go into a project, that's my world. That's it. I'm in, and you can't get me out. And I will work and work and work and work and work until it's done. And I go through these things, and then I come back out of it. And that's where I kind of, like, refuel. So, like I was saying to Nick the other day, when she first started, we had an ebb, right? It was like, oh, moment. And I was like, kid, don't get used to this. This is not normal, you know? And I was like, poor thing. Is she starting like this thinking that, oh, I can handle this. And then, oh my God, you know, we talked about two television shows at the same time and books and this and that. And it was chaos. And with the reality show, I went in so deep on that, dude. Not only deep on making the show,
right,
but deep on editing the show. I mean, I would sit in that room hour after hour, and Nick would come and bring food, and I would sit and watch the footage, and I was like, this part, this piece, that part, that piece, this piece, that part, that bite, this piece. And then you got to promote the show, and then I come, now I have one more episode. We're just about to lock up the finale in post, right, editing it, and I've got another couple weeks of press, and then it's like, hopefully it hits and we do it again in several months, you know, and we begin pre-production, which is it begins again. But there's going to be an ebb again. And I'm like, dear. And I think that's where my body is like, I am tired. My body's like, now's your chance to just sleep, you know, rest. And that's how I do it. I go all in, then I get a little break, and then all in, and then a little break.
So tell me, honestly, how comfortable are you in the ebb?
I'm so tired that I've gotten to a point where I work myself into such a state that I've learned to love it now. But it took a long time.
I was going to say.
It came after Loser. It had to come after Loser, and it was a real adjustment. And I think the reality is I'm so tired, and I enjoy it. Like yesterday, I had a moment because it's going to kick in again. I got to do all this traveling. I got to go to Australia for press. I got to go do a speaking engagement. Like, I have all this stuff to do. But yesterday, I worked out, and I just took my horse to the back of the property and let him graze for like a half an hour and just sat on his back, waited for the kids to come home, and just let him eat.
Let him eat.
And I was so happy. I was like, ugh, nothing, just nothingness, just happy. And I think that's where you got to steal those moments when they make themselves available. And it just depends on how you find your balance. Like maybe you find balance in every day. Maybe you find balance in periods. I have to find balance in these periods of time. And when I do, that's when I really need to just stop moving. And my body just collapses. I collapse. I'm exhausted.
I just find it intriguing though, because the only time you got this, Janice,
you've been so afraid of success for the longest time. And the minute your excuses went out the window, you know, look what happened. Join.
Well, but also the universe, like, you know, you do what you need to do when you, it's like what you're saying. It's like you do what you need to do. And then all of a sudden when something stops, which is when, and I, you know, I have to admit, it's when my dad passed.
Yeah.
That part of my life was complete.
Yeah.
Did what I was supposed to do. And then, you know, the universe speaks. We've often talked about that. The universe speaks when.
Does it ever.
Yeah.
If you learn from it, right? If you pick up the signs and you learn from your mistakes and you cued in, it sure does. I think this is awesome. I can't wait. I'm excited. Wait, tell everyone how they listen.
Well, you can, Roundhouse, 98.3 is the station in Vancouver. So I believe you can just go. There's a thing called the internet, and I think you can...
The what?
You tap into this box, and you clicky, 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 and it's got a listen live or a little on demand. I think you can listen to the show after the show is done or something.
Cool.
I believe that's what it is. Yeah,
it's a gay show, though. Be careful.
No, it's not a gay show.
You might be gay if you listen to it.
Camp is gay.
Is it contagious?
It might be contagious, a gay show.
Oh, you can catch it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you can.
You can catch it.
Be careful.
I thought I was feeling weird sitting in here today.
All right, if you've always wanted to be your own boss or start your own business, but you don't have a ton of cash and you're not quite sure what you want to do, here is a great idea. It's the Selfie Station. Check this out. I love this company. Basically, a Selfie Station is a portable touchscreen photo booth that you can lease out for weddings, corporate functions, trade shows, proms, promotional events, parties, bat mitzvahs, you name it. Selfie Station captures lifelong memories that can be emailed, texted, printed, personalized, and even uploaded to your social media. You can't believe how much people will pay to make your business the life of their party. It's the easiest income you'll ever earn, and it pays for itself in no time at all. You can start your own business right now. As a special introductory offer, get $500 off the professional package. That's $500 off. Go to selfiestationpodcast.com. Type in my name, Jillian. That's selfiestationpodcast.com. Promo code Jillian. Ah, oh, Manis. You know who hasn't made an appearance in a while?
Who?
The career coach.
Oh, I haven't heard the career.
I forgot the love doctor existed a number of weeks ago.
I didn't know that there was a career coach.
You forgot?
Maybe I missed something.
No.
But I don't know what does the career coach wear?
How did you forget her?
No, I just, I've lost my visual of the career coach.
You inconsiderate.
No, I know the love doctor definitely had a lab coat and glasses. I don't know.
She wears a pantsuit. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
The career coach wears a pants. A smart, like a Hillary Clinton pantsuit.
Yes.
And flats.
Yeah.
Really? And what does the career coach's hair look like? Like a nice tight bun?
No.
Bob?
No, she likes to let it fly a little bit. Probably a bob. Yeah.
Oh, I am so sorry, Jillian. I apologize. Just keep my fantasy going for one more second. So you're in a pantsuit flats with a kind of a bob. And what color is your pantsuit?
Navy. Because it's a color of power. It's presidential.
Oh. Okay.
But
no glasses.
I wear charcoal.
No. Isn't that gunmetal? Don't you wear like a nice gunmetal?
Maybe. I don't understand how you forgot.
I am so sorry.
I was really excited to erect the career coach from the dormant from cryogenic freeze. I wasn't dead or anything. But.
Oh God! All right, so the Navy. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for the career coach.
God.
So sorry.
I came across this thing that had outlined a few of Bill Gates' quotes.
Okay.
And I liked them. I'm only going to bring up a couple, but I thought they were definitely worth elaborating on and discussing, right? And the very first one is so important. Success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. Now, the reason I like this is because we've all heard, like, failure is the best teacher. You learn from your mistakes, etc.
Yep.
So you go, well, success is a lousy teacher. Well, right. Okay. That's the flip side of failure is the best teacher. We learn from our mistakes. However, the part about seducing smart people into thinking they can't lose, I've been there. I remember when we first began losing it. Okay. And this was 2010.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And at that point, I was unsullied, right? Nobody had gone after me yet. I was just about to hit my stride as like the girl in the space. And I was the it girl and everybody wanted to know me. Like Maria Shriver was asking me to speak after her at the women's conference, like the girl. It was before, you know, the Huffington Post claimed I said pregnancy ruined a body. It was before
horrible things you said.
The three class action lawsuits that my supplements were killing people that all got dismissed. Doesn't matter. I went around the world that I was a fraud who made supplements that killed people. So, right. I was hitting my stride. My books were all bestsellers. Biggest Loser was the number one show on NBC. My website was off the chain. It was like before social media was really a thing. I mean, I could do no wrong. I had the Midas touch. Everything I touched turned to gold. So it was, what's going to be the vehicle? You know, what's her spinoff vehicle? What's the next move for Jillian? You know, she's George Clooney on ER. Where does she go? Right. And boy, I'll tell you, cut to little did I know what was coming down the pipeline for me. You know, all that crap. It was like, oh, we're going to, you know, people love to build you up, tear you down.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was going to be daytime and then it wasn't daytime. NBC was like, no, we're going to go with Nate Berkus. We think you do better in prime time. We want to spin off Losing It. Right. So originally, there was a head of NBC named Ben Silverman, who was an executive producer on Biggest Loser, and he became the head of NBC, and Ben had greenlit Losing It. He's like, we're doing it. We're making it happen. New guy comes in the interim while that's all happening, named Jeff Gaspin, who actually was the NBC executive that hired me on Biggest Loser. So both of these guys knew me, right? And they both actually were responsible for me having everything I had. But Jeff was just different than Ben. And Jeff came in and he goes, I want to pilot the show. And we were like, no. It's a series. No. It's a series. No. Right? So I get on the phone with Jeff. He was one of the good guys, this guy. I wish I'd listened to him. So he's like, Jillian, you know, the reason we pilot things is to see, you know, if it works. And I was like, Jeff, everything I do works. Idiot. Look how dumb. Everything I do works, Jeff. Everything I touch turns to gold. I didn't say it just like that.
No.
But I was like, my books work, my this works, my that works, yeah. My this works. I've proven it. I've evidenced my results.
Which you did.
And I was like, and it's going to work. And, you know, the formula works, blah, 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 blah. Well, to make a long story short, guess what? It didn't work. And it wasn't Jeff's fault that it didn't work. It was, you know, unfortunately, I think the biggest problem with losing it, A, is we didn't have a pilot. So we were figuring it out in the free fall, right? We're like, uh-oh, what's the show? What's the show? What's it look like? What are the beats? What's the show? And on top of that, there was no weight loss because it was 6 weeks instead of 10 months, like Biggest Loser.
Right.
So an extreme weight loss, whatever, made the exact same show, but they did it for a year.
Right.
Not 6 weeks. You might lose 50 pounds, but at 400 pounds, you don't see it at all. So everyone was like, I went on this whole journey and it was really depressing and grueling. And I come back and they don't look any different. Well, had I known then what I know now, I would have been like, let's pilot this.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's figure it all out and then make the show. You know, and that's what's so super scary is that when you are successful, you do think that you're impenetrable. You can't lose. And boy, doesn't the universe love to teach you a lesson in those cases. So I would just say, I guess the best advice here is that we all know failure is a great teacher. It's not validation of your incompetence. It's opportunity for you to learn and grow.
Right.
And then conversely, if you're currently successful right now, don't think you're impenetrable. Always have, you know, I always say plan for Armageddon. If it doesn't happen, woohoo. And it's like, oh, you know, you've got a bad attitude. It's like, no, you're planning for all the worst case scenarios. So you've got a game plan when that storm hits. Look at GoPro. That stock was like $70-something a share. It's $10 a share now. Why? Cheap knockoffs. They weren't able to safeguard themselves from cheap knockoffs. It's $10 a share, GoPro. I'm not saying they're going to delist or anything. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
Huge success. What happened to the stock? Kaboom. So right there, that's just great advice.
Yeah.
You know, don't ever think that you cannot lose. You'll lose. Believe you me.
Your ass
will lose. Woo-wee. Now, this quote I really liked because it, to me, I think it's great if you're a boss or a coworker, anybody that's heading up a department. If you show people the problems and you show people the solutions, they'll be moved to act. And I love that because nobody ever wants to talk about the problems because nobody wants to hear about the problems. But then, of course, the problems hit anyway and no one's prepared. However, if you lay out the landscape, right? Like there's, you know, there's fiery pits of hell over here. There's quicksand over there. There's, you know, piranhas over here. I mean, I just kind of look at the landscape of business like truly shark infested waters. And if you're like, hey, you know, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen. However, you know, here's the information and the tools to safeguard yourself and prevent these things from occurring. You've now empowered people. I think the fear of problems come from when you feel helpless. But if you give them the knowledge and the tools, they feel empowered and better prepared to take those things on.
Do you think it's a false thing that businesses are trying to show that there is no problem? I mean, is it a false?
It's nobody wants to talk about problems. Nobody does. Nobody wants to hear it. Okay, so for example, I don't want to give away too much, I'll be honest. Like, if the reality show works, one day down the road, I have this fantasy of 5 years from now or 10 years from now being able to go, guess what? I slipped past you. Ha, 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 ha. You know, but I don't want to give it all away now simply because I want people to watch it for what it is.
Right.
Right? And be entertained. But there was something that I pushed a little too hard on and it got pulled from the show. And it was a story about a third kid. And I was like, I'm going to expose this whole foster care thing. And the network watched it and they're like, this is too dark. No. They pulled the whole storyline. The whole thing. The entire storyline that was woven into the entire show. It's a season arc of the show.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. And when we got to the end, it, you know, my executive was like, I cannot go on this journey and not see you bring home five kids. I can't do it. And where we left it is where we left it in real life. Once we get both of our kids now, our existing children, in school from 9 to 3, a little bit older, a little bit less needy, a little more stable, and we rebuild the farmhouse because it's only a 3-bedroom house. You know, we rebuild that house. And the beach house is only a 3-bedroom house. It's 3 plus a guest bedroom, but it's like the guest bedroom doesn't even have a bathroom. So, you know, once we rebuild that and we have more bedrooms, we're going to revisit it and we're going to consider adopting an older child from foster care. And preferably a black boy so that Lou has another black child in the house and Phoenix has another boy in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, I can't go on this ride with you and end up with all of this and not get such an insane payoff. I can't do it. I can't. And it, the story got pulled. And it, what I'm trying to say is, like, this is a problem. 120,000 kids with no parents? Problem.
No.
Nobody wants to talk about that problem. We'll talk about adopting dogs and cats, but kids with no parents? Nope. Don't want to talk about it. Nope. Don't want to talk about it. And I was trying to provide the answers, right, in the segment. And we had the Dave Thomas Foundation come out, and I was doing this thing for National Adoption Day, and we, you know, we shot the whole thing, and but it just was too much. The network was like, no, can't. No. Oh, God, no.
What scared them? Well, I guess
they're like, it's too depressing.
Oh, okay.
They're like, nobody wants to watch this. Nobody wants to see this, Jill. It's too depressing. And I was like, all right.
Is nobody
and maybe
to
they
see
were
it.
And by the way, Janice, maybe they were right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't fight it because I was like, you know what, I need to live to fight this fight another day.
Yeah.
And you know what, if they can't watch it, then I don't want the viewer to be like, I don't want to see this and switch off the show. I gotta spoon feed this stuff very slowly, you know. And it's like, I can't, I can talk about it here, you know, in other ways, but that's my point. It's like, people can't handle it, and especially when they feel powerless to change it.
Oh my God, I know that feeling. I totally
can't handle it. Don't want to know. I don't want to know sometimes. I don't watch the news.
And so you do. You do turn it off.
Oh, hell yeah.
You turn it off because you feel you're like, I can't help all these animals. I can't help all these kids. So I'm just going to turn away. I just can't turn away.
Yeah, me too.
That's how absolutely.
But what he's saying here is that if you can show them the problem, if you show them the solution.
I got you now.
You know, and I can't get 120,000 kids adopted by the end of that episode. So I think that's the key. It's like, it really triggers, you know, feelings of helplessness that we can't handle. We just can't handle insecurity, helplessness, fear.
Helplessness.
But if you give people the information to affect it, then we won't be afraid because we'll be prepared. And we won't feel helpless because there's something we can affect and change. And that's the key to pointing out a problem, is you must have a solution in hand or be prepared to work on it in a very aggressive way that provides people with some security. And then, you know, we'll leave it at that. I'm sure we've gone long. Have we gone long? Where are we? I don't want to get bored with myself again.
Almost 14.
Oh God, no, stop me. See, this is where you need to do your job.
Okay.
Stop me!
All right, stop.
Okay. I had more! Stop me!
We'll be right back with the Jillian Michaels Show.
Okay, guys, Glossier time. Glossier. They are a skincare company out of New York. And they've got this new product that's getting a ton of attention called Milky Jelly. It's a face wash. And the reason people love it is because it's so gentle. Literally, you could open your eyes while you're washing your face and it will not sting. It's the same cleansing solution that's used in contact lens solution. So it's tough on impurities, but it's gentle. It won't strip your skin. It won't dry it out. It will leave your skin feeling soft and supple. It's got 5 skin conditioners in it to make sure that your skin retains its moisture. And if you don't love it, if you're not happy with their products, they offer free returns. You've got nothing to lose. Go to glossier.com, glossier.com, enter the code Jillian, Jillian, and get 20% off first purchase. Awesome.
All right, we are back. And this guest, I don't think we've had on the show.
No,
I think it was about 2 years ago, almost. And
really?
Zuska Light is with us, and we're introduced to her by her telling her story, which was a fascinating story of coming here and getting started, and her love for Jillian and how Jillian has...
Mutual. Hi, so, buddy. What's going on?
Hi, how is it going?
It's going well, my friend. And for those of you who may have missed that segment, first of all, Z, I call her Z, but her name is Zuska Light, is an incredible fitness trainer, has an amazing story, which we have covered in depth before, but it's all about how fitness didn't just transform her body, but it transformed her life. And Z was with me on Body Shred. If you've done Body Shred, she's there kicking some serious ass with me. And now my girl wrote a book. She wrote a book. It's called 15 Minutes to Fit. Tell us about this, kid. Where can we get it? What's it about?
So 15 Minutes to Fit, it's a simple 30-day guide to total fitness, and it contains a 30-day workout program based on body weight exercises, body weight workouts that are only 15 minutes long, So it's a book that you can travel with for anyone who's super busy and needs a constant guide, something that's going to be always with them that they can open and read through and use it and do a workout anytime, anywhere. And also it contains a nutrition guide, a simple meal plan, and 30 delicious recipes.
I'm looking at that right now. Yeah, so chapter 6, food shopping, appliances, gadgets, and cookware. So you give people also shopping lists for the supermarket?
Yeah, it's like a basic shopping list. It's what they need to have in the kitchen to be able to cook all these meals. It's really simple to follow, and it's something healthy recipes, healthy advice, and how to sustain healthy diet and how to work out with it and how to kind of combine the training with your diet.
God, that's awesome. So, all right, and then you've got the recipes as well. All right, on top of that, the 15 minutes to fit workout plan, but you also say short and sweet, obviously. So tell me what you mean by that. I know, but I want you to explain it to our listeners. Like, tell me about your philosophy of, keeping it short and effective.
Yeah, so I've been always doing short workouts. I started doing short, super intense workouts about 8 years ago. And what it does is that it pushes you, it makes you work a little bit harder than some people are used to, but it gets a lot more done within a short period of time. So if you push yourself a little bit harder and you go through the circuit of exercises, let's say you have 5 exercises in a workout and you just try to complete them as fast as you can within the 15 minutes, that's your workout. And what that does, it creates this afterburn effect after the workout. So your body burns more calories. It's really great for building muscles and for endurance. It's really great for everything. Actually, these high-intensity short workouts they've been proven to be more effective than workouts, hour-long workouts. And you know that body shape is very similar to what I'm doing as well. It's a 30-minute workout that you do at a high intensity. So I just cut it down even more. And
I love that. I love that. I think that's awesome. And I think that it's so... One of the most successful DVD I ever had was a 20-minute DVD. 20 minutes. That's what people wanted. They were like, not even the 30. I always try to get them to do 30. And it's like, they're like, I'm in a hurry. And if that short period of time will work for me, and it was working for them because it's what you said. It was intense and it was fast. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I can fit this in. This I can do. I give you that 15 minutes. I can make it happen. And then when it works in conjunction with healthy eating, you've got a great program on your hands. And that's what I love so much about this book is that you're making it accessible, but effective, and you're coming at it from every angle. So it's foolproof.
Yeah, it's super simple also. And the thing is that you're going to see results so fast. And, when you see results this fast, it motivates you to kind of stick with it and push even harder. So
I also love that you address like injuries and how to prevent them, neck strain, knee pain, lower back pain, stretches to avoid it. I mean, I'm going through the book right now, and that's super impressive. It's unbelievably comprehensive without being confusing and too medical. You know, you put it in very layman's terms so anybody can understand it and anybody can do it.
Yeah, well, I try to avoid those medical terms so I can understand.
If you had 3 tips, right? If I know you've got, I hate when people do this to me. I really do, but I'm going to do it to you. it's so annoying. You're like, 3 tips? I wrote a book that's like 200 pages, but
just 3 tips.
Yeah, 3. Okay, sure. But like, let's say people love these tips. 3 tips to fitness. Your top 3. What would we find? And like, obviously, you elaborate on these 3 tips in the book. But what are the 3 most important things you think? You talk about everything, the real fountain of youth, everything. Like, what do you think are the top 3 things?
Well, okay. So thank you.
I know. Sorry, buddy. Sorry. I should have told you that earlier and let you prepare.
But so one thing that I always do, I always try to move every single day, even if it's a 5-minute workout.
Okay, I love that.
I really don't skip a day. So I make sure that I just move every single day. So that's the first one, most important to me, at least.
I love that.
The second one is always make sure that I drink a lot of water. At least
that was my New Year's resolution.
I see you with your
I'm trying. Board. I know. Tell me why, though, Z.
It just became so important to me because I can see a difference in my energy, in my mood. If I feel like, you know, sometimes you forget to drink and stuff. And when that happens and I become dehydrated, it's horrible. It's like really you can feel the difference. As opposed to those days when I really stay hydrated and I drink my water and I have always my bottle of water with me, it makes a huge difference. It makes a difference in my skin and my energy and my mood. I just really, you know, I feel like water is super important.
Love that. I literally, for New Year's resolution, I was like, I have to start drinking more water because I was like constant headache, constant and tired all the time.
Yeah, and it's like one of the most basic things and one of the things that is, you know, like people don't realize that how important it is. And it's so easy to forget.
Tell me about it. Love that one. Okay. Those are both very accessible. Love it.
Okay, and the third one that I really do make sure that I stick to that is that I really do try to avoid added sugar. I really try to keep my diet low in carbs because, you know, I just really believe it's really bad for us. I mean, there's a lot of studies that support that. And I feel so much better when I keep my diet low in sugar. That's another tip.
Yeah. I've tried since... What
do you think?
I adore you. You know, I think that you know what you're talking about. So I think you're a fool, Z. I think you're terrible advice. That's right. I think you're spot on, buddy. I really do. And I just think it's great, though. What I love so much about you and what you do is that, I mean, the bottom line is you walk the walk. You don't just talk the talk. You know, you see it in your physique. You see it in your level of fitness. And it's just, I remember when I first found you on YouTube, which is actually how I ended up finding Team Major, right? Isn't that amazing? And I was like, who's this girl? And I was like, oh God, all right, another pretty girl, whatever. And then I was like, oh yeah, tits and ass. Okay, great. She's pretty. I got it. And then I watched your workouts and I was like, wow, this girl is really creative with how she's putting her workouts together. Wow, I really love her trainer logic and, like, you know, her approach and her philosophy. Oh my God, her level of fitness is insane. And then we met, and you should see, I mean, the things this girl can do, like the crazy things that they would have to do on Body Shred, because they would have to do these workouts three in a day twice. I mean, so
it was hard.
It was hell. I mean, people are always like, why don't you get regular people to be behind you in DVDs? I'm like, well, because they're not just doing it one workout for 30 minutes. They're doing three in a day twice through. That's why. Yeah. Like, it takes incredible athletes to be able to do that and stay on point like that. And so, you know that I'm just a crazy fan of yours. I'm loving the book. And, okay, so first of all, tell me where we can get the book, of course.
So the book is available on Amazon. It's being sold in Barnes & Noble, Chapters. That's what I know.
Everywhere. Love it, of course. And I also love ZuskaLight.com. And this is really just the modern way of training with somebody you love. And it's a subscription site. And basically, you can train with Z. And Z, how many new workouts do you put up every month?
Well, I put three workouts. No, actually, I put five new workouts a week on my website. Two of them are available on YouTube. Wednesdays and Fridays, I post workouts on YouTube. And then three workouts go into my subscription club. Those are the high-intensity workouts. Those are the really effective ones.
Love it.
So I do a lot, actually. I post a lot of workouts in there.
And you can go to ZUZKALIGHT.com, ZuskaLight.com.
Thank you, Zuska. Right.
Buddy, you're awesome. Man. Congratulations on the book. We love it. Everybody check it out. It's fantastic. Everybody knows the advantage of having your own website, but finding a designer is expensive, confusing, frustrating. And this company called Weebly makes it easy for you. Weebly was created for people with the courage to start their own business who dream of being their own boss. And you don't need to be a web designer. You don't need to know how to code. They help you create a beautiful website, a blog, or an online store. They make it simple. They make it easy. And everybody here was really impressed with the wide variety of professionally designed mobile-friendly themes to choose from. You simply drag and drop to quickly build and publish your site. Honestly, it's that easy. You can customize, update, and change your site at any time you want on any device. Join the over 30 million people who are already dreaming big with Weebly. Get started today for free at Weebly.com/Jillian. That's Weebly.com/Jillian. Weebly.com/Jillian.
Jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.